At the fair. Interview 4.
You are going to listen to the interview with Andreas, a graduate of a technical college who has worked abroad. While listening, answer the questions Q1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Andreas. You're a graduate of a technical college in Austria, and you have seen a few different countries in your job so far. How did it all start?
While I was doing my military service, a friend told me of a company in Bruck an der Mur, which was looking for graduates in the fields of electrical and mechanical engineering. Coincidentally, these were the areas of expertise of my former school. I sent them my CV and a letter of application, had a job interview in my first week after my military service, and started my job 2 weeks later.
Did you apply anywhere else?
No, I didn't. I had not even started looking for a job when I got this one. In the beginning, I wanted to work only till autumn and then go to university. I took the job just to earn enough money so I could start studying. But after a few weeks, I realized I couldn't decide what to study, and I liked my job, so I stayed. When I told my boss I'd like to stay, I was asked whether I'd be willing to work abroad.
How long did you work before you left for your first job abroad?
I started in April and was sent to China in October. The first time, I didn't stay long. I was back for several weeks at Christmas. I went back to China a couple of times till this project, getting a steel production factory up and running, was finished. All in all, I have worked in China for about 6 months, with some breaks in between.
What was the next project?
Our next project would have been in Iran. First, there were some delays because of the sanctions imposed by Western countries. But in the end, the project was stopped because our partner in Iran didn't make any more payments. My company had sent people to Iran, but they came home again. The project still exists, but it has been on hold for almost 2 years now, and I'm no longer part of the intended team.
What was your last job abroad?
I was in Italy most of last year, about 11 months in total. I found working in Italy a lot easier than working in China. First of all, I managed to learn more Italian than Chinese, and I was closer to home. I only worked for 2 weeks, then I came home for a weekend, and in China, I usually stayed for 6 weeks before coming home for a week. I've worked for my company for 5 years now, and I've spent about 50% of that time abroad. Sometimes I went on short trips, only for some days, and sometimes I worked abroad for weeks without a day off.
What are the advantages of working abroad?
First of all, it is paid extremely well. I guess that is the main argument for most of my colleagues. In my opinion, the most important thing I've learned from working abroad is becoming independent and working autonomously. Usually, you travel in small groups, but sometimes you're on your own. You learn to rely on your own decisions. You could call a superior, but different time zones, like from China to Austria, make it really difficult.
What did you do in your free time in China and Italy?
Being a tourist never means you really understand a culture. But when you live in a country for a while, you can see and experience many things. For example, you get to see sites average tourists would never see or even find. For example, in China, we visited a gigantic water park and a laser tagging area. In the middle of a forest with trenches, vandalized cars and demolished houses. We had so much fun. But we also visited zoos, temples and an aquarium. You can find information on all these places on the internet. In Italy, I behaved more like a normal tourist. I went to see the racetrack in Monza, went swimming in the sea and in Lake Como, strolled through Milan, from flea markets to shopping for expensive brands. And I think I have seen all the little villages around Milan. You can always find something interesting.
What are the downsides of your job?
Well, there is not a lot of free time. I usually work 6 days a week and put in a total of 60 hours. When you're abroad, you spend your free time with your colleagues, so it's important to get along with them. Once, when I was home, I didn't know what to do with 2 full days off. I actually got bored. But seriously, it can be hard to stay in contact with your friends at home. You lose some friends, and keeping a long-distance relationship has not worked out for me. An older colleague told me to stop working abroad soon, because after you lose touch with your friends at home and get used to traveling all the time, you do not know what to do with yourself at home.
So, what are your plans?
I think I'll go on working abroad for a few more years, but then I'd like to stay home in Austria. I'd like to have a family, but this would be impossible the way I am working at the moment.
What would you tell students of your former school as career advice?
You have learned a lot in your field, which you can use in a job. Go and see the world. People will probably pay you well for doing so.